A major health probe is underway in Sydney as authorities scramble to find out how a man tested positive after his 14 days in quarantine. New South Wales Health says an extensive investigation has been launched, with everyone who stayed on the same floor at the Sofitel Wentworth Hotel being re-screened. There were long queues at testing clinics in Wollongong yesterday after alerts were issued for several venues in the city. Meanwhile, additional test sites will open in Melbourne today after a hotel quarantine worker tested positive yesterday. The woman in her 50s was working at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport. It's the second time in a week that the virus has leaked out of Victorian hotels. The state government is now considering mandatory testing for quarantine staff on their days off. China has told Australia to stop interfering in Beijing's case against detained Australian journalist Cheng Lei. The former anchor of China's state-run news service, CGTN, was formally arrested 3 days ago after being held in detention since last August. She's accused of illegally supplying state secrets to a foreign country. Indian emergency workers are trying to rescue as many as 200 people in the aftermath of a glacier collapse in the country's north. 18 bodies have so far been recovered after a torrent of water swept through a valley when a glacier wall collapsed into a river.